Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Studios all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico. Check that out. Worldwide, this is Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco sitting in front of the mic. I'll be joined by my all-stars in a couple of minutes. We'll talk about Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez. We're talking Super Bowl 50, folks. Just hours away and 40 miles away from the city by the bay. The city's going crazy. Of course, Super Bowl 50 in Levi's Stadium. It's a battle of quarterbacks. It's a battle of comers and goers. That's right. Peyton's going. Cam's coming. I'm talking about Cam Newton, named MVP Player of the Year. No question about it. 15-1 record. Wow. Carolina Panthers currently a 6.5-point favorite over the Denver Broncos. Super Bowl 50 just hours away. Open phone lines coast to coast for you. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk some combat sports, but we'll also get into the NFL class. Talk about the Hall of Fame 2015-2016. Straight up, Ken Stabler, Brett Favre, Eddie DeBartolo, but Ken Stabler, Earl Morrill, hey, and Joe Capp, what do they all have in common? They all started in the Super Bowl, and they all have brain damage. We'll talk about that in hour number two. Open phone lines all across America, 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing is at Taco Man Radio. Hey, is Johnny Manziel, can we book him 5150 health and safety code? You know what that means? He's a danger to himself or others. The guy's talking suicide. They want him out of Cleveland, but they don't want him to kill himself. Straight up, I guess to get out of Cleveland, I might kill myself. Straight up, Johnny Manziel in a world of trouble as far as the Cleveland Browns are concerned. They want to dump him. They're going to dump him in early March. But right now, Johnny Manziel, the man as far as the media is concerned. And guess what? He's getting advice from Charlie Sheen, the guy that couldn't use a condom. Charlie Sheen, wow, what a guy to get advice from. Taco Man Radio, live all across America, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529 or at Taco Man Radio. This is Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Twelve minutes past the hour, hour number one of two here on Sports Byline. Of course, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Johnny Taco sitting in front of the mic, joined by my all-stars, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez. Dominic, the Super Bowl just 40 miles away. How close will you be to the Super Bowl this weekend?
I'm going to be exactly 40 miles from it. I'm going to be watching it from home. Unfortunately, we only got one pass for the game. Dad got handed over to Mr. Rick Tittle. So I'll be enjoying it from the comfort of my own couch, not having to pay $20 for parking or $20 for a nice beer.
So Ron Barr, the godfather, gave up the ticket to Rick Tittle?
Yes, sir.
Oh, the pain, the pain. Zach Attack Young, how's life in the City of Angels?
It's going pretty well. You know, it's a beautiful city out here, and we're having a good time out here.
Okay, of course, we've got the NFL coming to Los Angeles real soon. Straight up, before I go to the NFL, let's go to some NBA scores. The Golden State Warriors held on tonight, 116-108 over Oklahoma. A couple of other big teams. San Antonio was a winner, 106-102 over the Lakers. Who doesn't beat the Lakers these days? But only by 4 points. And Cleveland beat New Orleans, 99-84, straight up, of course, LeBron and company. Okay, that takes care of the NFL. Super Bowl 50 is just a few hours away. We'll have Charles in just a few minutes to talk all the numbers. But, you know, I talked about this with Coach John Johnson, hour number two, and he'll probably have his a different spin on this. But how do you contain, I'll ask you, Zach, first, how do you contain somebody as talented and with as many weapons as Cam Newton? How can you contain him, or can you not contain him, just hope to minimize his dominance?
Well, you know what? I think you can contain him because as good as a season as Cam Newton has had, I mean, he was just named the NFL MVP. He is not the greatest passer in the world. I mean, you look at his stats, and I was just looking at the list today of the top 50 completion percentage for the NFL in history. Cam Newton's number 43, and that doesn't sound too bad when you look at it, but then you start to delve a little deeper and you see Alex Smith is above him.
Wait a second. You're dogging this guy's got 30. Dominic, he's got 35 passing touchdowns and 10 rushing touchdowns, and Zach's kicking sand in his face at the beach.
He's right. He's not the most accurate passer, but if you do want to contain him, you do have to make him pass the ball. And I think Denver is in a perfect position to be able to do so. With Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware rushing the sides, they'll be able to set the edges as long as they don't get too far upfield into that backfield. If they can contain Cam Newton, make him step up into the pocket and make throws, it's going to be tough because guys like Chris Harris and Aqib Talib are going to be on the corners guarding players like Ted Ginn and Jericho Cotchery. Nothing against them, but those are not necessarily wide receivers you want to have to trust in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Zach Newton, 6'5" and 250 pounds. He's not no little sissy quarterback, and he's not a guy that's going to be able to run. Be afraid to run up the middle. He's not afraid to run it, guys. And guess what, guys? When they get hit by him, you know they know they've been hit. You know what I'm saying? It's not like some little lame, skinny quarterback like Joe Montana.
Yeah, I mean, you make a good point. He is a dominant physical presence, but I don't know. I'm not convinced that he's not. You know, Cam Newton through the first half of the season, he had 11 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, and he had a great second half.
He went 15-1. I mean, what? I can't believe it, you guys. I can't believe you guys are giving this guy no props whatsoever. You know, I wonder that why he's not getting the acknowledgement. I mean, he's a leader both in the community, on the field. He does a good thing with the kids. I mean, you know, I don't know too many people that don't like him that are football fans, except for some of these establishment and stuffy types. Are you guys two of those stuffy types or what?
No, for me, it's not that I don't like Cam Newton. I have nothing against him. I've just been hearing a lot of hype about him, and I feel some of it is a little unwarranted.
You know, 15, like, Dominic, he's 15-1. How can the hype be a problem?
No, I the hype is not necessarily a problem. I have no problem with Cam Newton. He can dab, he can dance, he can throw footballs into the stands all he wants. I love it. But my issue is, it's not, I guess it's not an issue, but what we're failing to take into note here is Carolina's defense was number 3 this year. That's a huge reason that they're 17-1. They went 15-1 in the regular season. Jonathan Stewart was a Pro Bowl running back. He ran comfortably for over 1,000 yards. That's a huge reason that Carolina went 15-1, that they're 17-1 right now, that they're in the Super Bowl, and that Cam Newton has been effective. If Cam Newton's running the play option, or if he's running out of the pistol, and he doesn't have a successful running back like Jonathan Stewart there to be a threat to hand the ball off to, that play action, that pistol, that wildcat, that read option becomes significantly less effective. If I'm handing it to, you know, if say Kaepernick was doing what Cam Newton's doing, but he's trying to hand it off to one of these backup running backs that the Niners were using after Carlos Hyde got hurt, it's not going to be the same, because the threat of handing the ball off to Sean Drone is far less than threatening to hand the ball off to a guy like Jonathan Stewart. So Cam Newton's been amazing. He's been phenomenal. He's continued to elevate his game year by year. But let's not take away the due credit that is due to the defense and the running back, Jonathan Stewart.
And no question about that. And you got to mention the Broncos have the best pass rush in the NFL. But I want to mention this. Okay, we were talking earlier. What do Earl Morrall, Ken Stabler, and Bob, we'll take that back. Bob Greasy, when they went 17-0 that season, when the 72 Dolphins went 17-0, how many games do you think Bob Greasy started, Dominic? Take a guess.
Greasy only started a few games, I think, and then
exactly.
I think he got hurt, right?
Exactly. Earl Morrall. Earl Morrall is a guy who died in 2014, was a quarterback with a lot of different teams. I remember with the Baltimore Colts for the most part, taking Johnny Unitas' place when Johnny Unitas lost, I think, in 67 or 68, got hurt. And then they went to the Super Bowl and lost to Broadway Joe Namath 16-7. That was a big, big upset. But Earl Morrall started 11 of those games, but he doesn't get the props that Bob Greasy gets. Bob Greasy only started, you know, six of those games.
No, yeah, exactly. If you had asked me who Earl Morrall was, it would have taken me quite a bit to come up with that if I did at all. But I knew damn well Bob Greasy was the quarterback on the 72 Dolphins. So that's a shame there that's kind of how that's gone down. Unfortunately, Morrall never got a chance to roll with it, kind of like we've seen some quarterbacks here. You know, Tom Brady stepped in for Bledsoe. We know how that story's gone. Kurt Warner stepped in for Trenton Green. We know how that story's gone. Unfortunately, Morrall was not one of those guys that we can throw into that same category.
Straight up, that's the NFL. Of course, we'll go back to the NFL in a couple of minutes, Super Bowl 50, just like hours away, and as I said, 45 miles away. But straight up, we need to talk a little bit combat sports. Charles J will be here in just a couple minutes. Charles, run it!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The World Heavyweight Championship of Boxing, folks. I'm talking about Tyson Fury defending that title, his undefeated record. The fight is set. It'll either be April or May at Wembley Stadium, of course, against the former champion, Vladimir Klitschko, who had a long run. Went like 62, 63, and 3, something like that. Hadn't lost in 11 or 12 years, but he didn't fight against Tyson Fury in the first fight, and who really wants to see the second fight after watching the first fight? Now, the UFC is off and running. Of course, UFC has been on Fox. UFC's on pay-per-view. And, of course, there was a UFC event that got bumped off pay-per-view because Fabrice Verdum didn't want to fight. Zach, was it Siopopic or something like that?
Stipe Miocic. And honestly, I don't think Stipe Miocic posed much of a threat. I think Verdum realized that he was injured and he didn't really want to put himself at risk for a fight that wasn't like against Velasquez.
But he was willing to throw down with a broken foot. I mean, that's hell of intestinal fortitude, willing to fight with a broken toe and having back issues as well. So you got to give him props. He's a champion, true to his heart. Now, what's Cain Velasquez's issues?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it is just that sparring that he has, that training that he has, it's just wearing him out. You know, it's wearing his body down, and you see him doing all these like leg presses where he's just putting all this weight on there. And I don't think he needs to do all that. I think he needs to scale back his training because he keeps getting hurt in training camp.
Straight up more combat sports in hour number two. You are tuned to Sports Over America, the weekend edition. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Charles J. next up. A plays by JAY.com. Johnny Manziel on the Suicide Watch. Oh, man. Hour number two. We'll talk a little bit more NFL. Of course, the Super Bowl is, as I said, just hours away. Super Bowl 50. Going to be a romp. I'm telling you right now, I'm looking like a 37-14, somewhere around there. Carolina's going to romp. I really don't see the Denver Broncos putting much of a fight here, although I might be wrong. I don't think I will be. We'll get some predictions from the other guys on the other side of the break. This combat sports update is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, you can follow the WBO on Facebook or go to their website, WBOboxing.com. This is Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Anytime Marvin tells us we got to give it up, we go to my man Charles Day. PlaysByJay.com is his website. Mr. Jay, a very good morning, good evening, whatever you're having, good afternoon, wherever you are.
Good morning to me. Good evening to you.
Fantastic. 6.5-point favorites on the Carolina Panthers. Before we get into that, let's talk about the 2016 Hall of Fame. A guy named Dick Stanfield was a guard, I think, in the 1950s. Ken Stabler, of course, a quarterback we'll talk about. And now we're number two. Marvin Harrison, a wide receiver. I think he was with the Colts. Kevin Green, a linebacker. Tony Dungy, a coach. And, of course, back to Stabler. Eddie DeBartolo, of course, it's funny they put DeBartolo in the NFL Hall of Fame, but Pete Rose can't get in the Hall of Fame, and yet he did all kinds of stuff. Isn't that sort of like the same thing? They both do the same thing, get involved with betting?
No, they didn't. No, DeBartolo didn't gamble on his team or any team that I know of involving 49er games. What he was involved with was some, I believe the name of the charge was called misprision of felony. He was involved with some scandal involving
the Indian casino. Wasn't it Indian casinos down there in Louisiana or something like that?
Yeah, because it concerned Eddie Edwards, the governor of Louisiana, at the time, I guess at the time of the commission of the felony, but it did involve sports betting. I know that.
Wow.
But I'll tell you, I've been kind of out, actually visiting with some boxing people tonight, so. I didn't even catch who those people you just mentioned are the inductees.
Yeah, that's the class of 2016. Eddie DeBartolo, of course, with the 49ers from 1977 to 2000, five Super Bowls, hired Bill Walsh in 1979. And I'll never forget Bill Walsh going like 2-14. And poor Bill Walsh, he wanted to quit. We'll talk about that in hour number two as well, bringing some of Bill Walsh. But I got to tell you, I think Eddie DeBartolo was a class act because, you know, as part of the media, when I used to cover his games, you know what they used to feed us out there at the ballpark at Candlestick Park? Prime rib, leg of lamb, a crab lobster, Alaskan king crab legs. He had Crown Royal. That's where I sort of got my little inclination or my little likeness for Crown Royal was that Eddie D was buying the free booze. But when Eddie D left the 49ers, it became a cheapskate organization, and they had like hot dogs and popcorn and stuff like that. So I sort of passed on the games.
He was known as one of the best owners. I mean, the players loved him, everybody loved him, and he did make the key hire, didn't he? I mean, with literally the coach who transformed the NFL offensively. When you think about it, I mean, how many teams since Bill Walsh has been a coach and successful with the Niners? How many teams have gone to a West Coast offense? Dozens and dozens of teams.
I remember when he played Sam Wyke in the World Series. Of course, Sam was one of his disciples, and it was like the West Coast offense against the West Coast offense.
That's exactly right, and that's probably why Cincinnati, which did not really have personnel to match that of San Francisco, managed to stay right with them and almost beat them in two different Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm. 13 division titles. The 49ers made the 16 super, playoff appearances, advanced the NFC title game 10 times. Wow, the first franchise to win five Super Bowls. You really got to give it to Eddie D and his 49ers, of course. Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy, is he fitting? Is he worth the Hall of Fame?
I don't know how many years he's been eligible, but he's the kind of guy I think I would have made him wait. I don't know that he's a Hall of Fame coach.
Okay, I got to ask, Dominic, here's a question for you. Did Tony Dungy get in because he's the first African-American coach?
Oh, no.
To win the Super Bowl, I mean?
No, I think Dungy's getting in. You know, he had the two titles, I believe, with Indy, maybe just one.
And he's also been quite an ambassador for the game. He's done a lot of work off the field. He's done a lot of work with players coming into the league. So I think in a way he's earned it, kind of like Eddie, in more than just, you know, Eddie was kind of, they named him as a contributor of the game. I think Tony Dungy's kind of similar to that. It's beyond being a coach. It's being a coach and an ambassador, contributor to the game and growing it as well.
He went 148-79. Brett Favre, straight up the gunslinger, man. I mean, that's what I mean. When Brett Favre threw that ball, man, it just did magic things. Of course, playing out there in the snow, he set the NFL's Iron Man streak and won a Super Bowl while rewriting the record books in his 20 NFL seasons. Three-time MVP. Favre threw for 3,000 yards in all but his first and last season, and recorded 6 4,000-yard seasons. Definitely, it's a no-brainer, Charlie, as far as him going to the Hall of Fame.
No, of course, that's a first ballot Hall of Famer right there. Yeah, absolutely, no doubt about that one. I mean, Stabler is the guy that, you know, has been controversial as a Hall of Fame candidate through the years, and that really stems from, you know, actually a grudge that some of the writers, and in particular Paul Zimmerman, who has been very powerful in the Hall of Fame selection process, have had against him. I'm sure in the Bay Area it's pretty well known, the whole incident that took place when a writer, I believe from the Oakland Tribune, went down. Do you know that story?
Well, I know there was a little cocaine planted. There was some cocaine going around down there.
Yeah, that's it. That's the story. And you know.
Okay, here's what's up. I'll tell. Here's what's up. It was alleged that this reporter went down there, was hassling Stabler because Stabler was doing blow and kicking back and partying and banging all kinds of broads down there in his hometown. And this reporter went down there, and evidently, I think there was some cocaine found in the reporter's trunk or in his spare tire or something like that. And the cops said, you know, it was planted, but they couldn't say Stabler planted it. But if there was anybody that would have planted it, it might have been Stabler, right?
Yeah, that was basically the story, and I think that was obviously held against Stabler for many years because, you know, I wouldn't say he's a slam dunk Hall of Famer, but he was a very, very viable candidate, you know, to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, you know.
Now, he was the snake. I mean, I got to watch him. I was fortunate enough to watch him across the pond here, and I give him all kinds of props. I mean, you know, he was the first left-handed passer to win a Super Bowl. He was the face of the Raiders in the 70s. He was known for that flamboyant lifestyle. We'll talk about that in hour number two. I mean, the guy once said, he goes, I mean, how much sleep do you need to play 3 hours, to be awake for 3 hours? I mean, he used to do blow. He'd be banging broads and doing blow. I kid you not, Charles. At like 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, he'd get to the ballpark like about 9:30 or 10, and Al Davis and they'd be freaking out.
Yeah, a friend of mine knew one of, I don't even going to mention the name, but a friend of mine knew one of the Raiders very, very well, and the stories that were told were pretty funny. Let's put it that way, okay? About the old Raiders, they were among the most colorful groups ever in team sports, I would say.
Well, I thought he had the greatest offensive two-man tandem in the history of football, as far as Upshaw and Shaw, Gene Upshaw and Art Shell, as far as his guard. I mean, those two guys, they ran down the field. They were amazing. That offensive line was just amazing. It was around Stabler. But Stabler took his fair share of hits, and, of course, he ended up dying in 2014. Now this has been revealed as he's had CTE. We'll talk about that in hour number two in depth. Of course, the brain, the scandal's coming out this week as the NFL celebrates Super Bowl 50. Earl Morrow, who won 11 of the 17 games at the Miami Dolphins, who started 11 of the 17 games that the Miami Dolphins won in 1972 when they went undefeated. He died in 2014. He has brain damage. Joe Capp, the former Cal quarterback that was a star and played in the Super Bowl for the Minnesota Vikings, he's got it. He says he walks down the street and he forgets where he's at and things like that. So we're going to talk about the dark side of football in hour number two, but let's go back to the Hall of Fame. Kevin Green, 160 sacks, Charlie. Holy cow.
Yeah. I mean, that pretty much speaks for itself. I mean, he was, really not a guy that got as much ink as I would have expected him to. But, again, one thing I think your Dominic and other people on your panel would agree. There's just a lot of guys where you could say they should be in the Hall of Fame. This, you know, I think we're overloaded in the NFL with qualified Hall of Fame, you know, candidates. So Green had to wait. I know Green had to wait a few years to get in there. But he was as feared a pass rusher as anybody.
No doubt about it. Mean Joe Green. Open phone lines, coast to coast. Charles J. will be with us for another segment. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Talking Super Bowl 50. 6.5 points? I think it's worth it. I think it's going to be a romp. We'll get with the see what the panel has to say after the break. But straight up, what do you have to say? Weigh in on this one. Super Bowl 50. Here's your shot. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or tweet us at Taco Man Radio. This is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Our guest, the illustrious genius of geniuses, to talk about Mr. Charles Day. Live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio for all the troops out there, AFN Radio. I like the way you walk, I like the way you talk, suit you.
I spent months searching the world over for the very best Nashville hot chicken recipe. Then I found it in the last place I ever expected, Nashville. KFC's new Nashville hot chicken. Crispy, hand-prepared chicken with a legendary blend of spicy and smoky flavor. You know, in hindsight, well, I probably should have just started in Nashville. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Ace has the lighting options you want and the answers you need. Right now, four packs of Fight Warm White 60-watt LED bulbs are just $10.99 each after $12 instant savings. Stop by your neighborhood Ace today and save over 50% on four packs of our longest-lasting LED bulbs, now just $10.99 each.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace Rewards members get savings instantly in-store. Offer valid on SKU 3516317, now through 229 at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
And you know who never gets a death penalty? Are crazy people and mentally ill people. Anybody who's got a problem, like a Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that guy? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? Dahmer was eating a lot of people. And they never gave him the death penalty because he was ruled insane. What a surprise. But if a guy's crazy, that's the defense in America. He doesn't know what he did. He cannot be held responsible for his actions. Well, if he doesn't know what he did, then he doesn't know we're going to kill him. The guy's that crazy, you put the guy in the electric chair, we'll tell him it's a ride.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Don't feel sorry for Indians, though. Don't. Because Indians got it made now. They got casinos. It's not like before. Chief Sitting Bull, Flying Eagle, not same names anymore. Hey, what's your name, dude? Counting White Money. That's my name. I'd like you to meet my daughter, Cha-Ching. Say hello, Cha-Ching.
Minutes past the hour. Welcome back to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. The man sitting in front of the mic, Johnny Taco, on the line from Florida, South Florida. Of course, Charles J of Plays by JAY.com. And Charles, I got to ask you this. You know, there's a code out here in California. I was a cop. When you were in danger to yourself or others, they ruled you a 5150 and they booked you into a hospital, a 5150 of the health and safety code. Is Johnny Manziel ready to be booked into a suicide ward or what?
I don't know about that. I mean, everybody's losing faith in him. I'm sure he'll be released, and I think his agent even dumped him, right? So, but there will be a team there to take a chance on him.
Okay, Zach, I got a question for you. He's getting advice from Charlie Sheen. Zach Attack Young, is that the guy to get advice from, the guy that didn't know what a condom was?
Well, I mean, that's certainly somebody who's been to the bottom, so I'd say he's been.
Oh, man.
That was a low blow there. Dominic, take it away.
No, I don't think Charlie Sheen giving him advice is any problem, as long as Charlie Sheen's saying literally do everything that opposite of what I did. If that's going to be the advice he's going to give him, I think that's pretty solid advice.
Charlie, is Cam Newton not getting his props because he's black?
Why? What happened to Cam Newton?
What I'm just trying to say is, you know, I mean, he seems to be getting slighted a bit. I mean, here he's a 6.5-point favorite going into the Super Bowl. I mean, he's went 15-1. He lost one game. He's done all. He's 35 touchdowns he's thrown for. He's ran for 10 touchdowns. Dominic and Zach Attack, they both are, you know, they're sort of like not really sold on him being a superstar. But I think he is. I mean, I think he gets the job done. He wins games.
Didn't he win the MVP award?
MVP and Player of the Year. But still, they think...
Well, that's not props right there?
Well, I guess it is, but all right, I'll go to you. Zach, why don't you see the greatness in this young man?
I see some greatness, but I think that there's been a lot of hyperbole lately. And that's the thing that I'm kind of trying to fight against, because I think he has to win this game before you can really say that. You know, it's his for the taking. He has a beatable opponent. You know, so I think he has to win this game before we can really know how great he is.
You want to weigh in on that, Dom?
No, yeah, I do think Cam Newton is on his way to greatness. This is his first, you know, great season, so I don't want to say he's fantastic, he's amazing. There's no way. I'm a huge Cam Newton fan. I've been on Cam Newton's train for a few years now. I love what he can do. He's got all the physical tools. He's improving. I love what he's doing. I'm just trying to, you know, hey, we got to take a step back here. The last time he was in a position like this back at Auburn at the national championship, he kind of threw up a bit of a dud. His team won the game, though. So, you know, we just got to step off the gas a little bit and just let Cam Newton do his thing. And then once the Super Bowl outcome has been, you know, we have a result, then we can start the discussion. Has Cam Newton elevated himself to that very upper tier? Or is he just below the guys like Brady and Rodgers and Breeze? But I think Cam Newton's definitely knocking on that door. Absolutely.
I think he's got more tools and all. I mean, I think his toolbox is full. He's got so much stuff that he can do. I mean, yeah, he isn't the vaunted passer that some people want him to be, but straight up, he's a mean dude, Charlie. When he comes up the middle, he's 6'5", 250. He's coming at you with mean intentions.
That's right. He's not the guy that scampers around and, you know, kind of darts and dashes. He'll do that designed running play, and he will run over you. And that's something that Denver really has to watch out for. You know, it's one thing to kind of chase down a quarterback when you're rushing him, when he's dropping back to pass. But, you know, he's a weapon as a rusher. You know, not just as a scrambler. So that's something they have to watch out for. But that having been said, you know, this is going to be the most challenging defense he will have faced. And the reason for that is that Denver has the ability to take both of his wide receivers out of the game. And, when you know, because their corners are so good, and they can do that, then that allows them to add support in dealing with Greg Olson, who is the real target for Newton. You know, he is the guy, he is the go-to guy there in the offense. And so this is what, you know, Newton is going to have to deal with the possibility of weapons being taken away, options being limited here. And I don't really, and I know, and we discussed this on the program last week, Denver has not faced a lot of quarterbacks who rush the football. I think there's been only 207 rushing yards by quarterbacks against them this season. But it's not like they didn't face an elusive guy, a guy who was quick back there, because they hung seven sacks down on Teddy Bridgewater early in the season. These guys are athletic. Make no mistake about it. And I believe they can take Cam Newton and put him off balance, and they're going to have to. Because you know they're going to have to limit what Carolina can do offensively. I think they can keep the run under control. What will they do with the passing attack, especially Newton to Olson and Newton's ability to improvise a little bit back there?
Well, here's what's up. This Denver pass rush, noted to be the best in the NFL, is going to be coming from the outside. And when that pocket starts to collapse, see, he can not only step up, he can run up. That's what makes him so dangerous. He can run up. So I really don't see this is going to be a close game here tomorrow. I think this is going to be a Super Bowl rout. Can I get a score out of you, Dominic?
Yeah, I think Denver wins 31-27.
And Zach Attack?
I think Dom has it, but I would favor Carolina, and I think it'll be like a 23-21 type game.
Ooh, I'm picking like 37-14, 37. I just don't think that the Denver Broncos, I don't think that Peyton Manning's going to be able to score three times. Now, let's go to the expert, the man himself at PlaysByJ.com. Charlie, what's happening?
Are there any experts when it comes to what other people are going to do with the football? I'm not sure about that, but I will try my best. I'm not going to give you a score, all right? But I will tell you what I've – not what I'm going to do, but what I've done already, all right, which is – And it's really a repeat of what I talked about last week, is that, number one, the anchor play is the under. And, you know, this under has dropped to 44 points. I caught it at 45, so I'm under 45 for the game. And I will and I also did a three-component teaser in which I teased Carolina down to a pick. I teased Denver up to 12. And I teased the total up to 51 and went under that. So those are my primary plays for the game. Now, let me tell you why I like the under. I already gave you one reason, is that I think that Denver will limit what Carolina can do. I also believe that on offense, Denver is going to design its approach so that it doesn't feed into what Carolina does best, which is take the ball away from the opposition and score off that. Carolina was 12th in the league in yards gained per drive this season, which does not make it an elite offense, but they were first in points scored per drive. Why? Because they got the ball so much. I mean, in the regular season alone, 39 turnovers. Right now, including the playoffs, they're plus 28 in turnover margin compared to just minus 2 for Denver. The Broncos have to flip that a little bit, and I think that they will take a very safe or safety-first approach with Manning. I think that what they're going – and they've done that kind of over the last couple of games. Manning has gone 78 attempts without throwing an interception. They're going to try to run the ball primarily. I think both teams are going to be motivated to run the football. Carolina's going to run it anyway. Denver, I think, is going to be content on some of these drives to move the chains a couple of times, get field position, and let their defense do the rest. I think that Carolina, you know, can limit, obviously, what Denver can do on offense. So I'm expecting more of a defensive game than many other people are. Another factor here in the play is the venue, and specifically the field. And we obviously know that they've, you know, changed the sod at Levi's Stadium. We know that the last two seasons there's been major problems with this playing surface, and it has undergone a lot of different changes. The sod is in there for 3 weeks at this point. It's been growing for a while. But it's not really so much the grass. It's puts below the surface. And that's been problematic. I'm sorry?
Moisture is below the surface. They've got some problems with the water underneath that stadium.
Well, I'm going to quantify that for you, okay? This season, and we know the Niners didn't have a whole lot of offense, so, I mean, there's not a big disparity between what they scored at home and on the road, but we do know that on defense they allowed opponents only 16.8 points per game at home. Now, on the road, 31.5. Now, don't tell me they have 15 points better per game a defense, when they play at home. The games at Levi Stadium this season have totaled an average of 31 points. Last season, they averaged just under 40 points. I think only three opponents have scored over 20 points. The point, pardon the pun, is that this is not what you would call a fast track. I think that this is if this was a baseball field, you'd be calling it a pitcher's ballpark. I think this is a defense's field, regardless of what kind of sod they're going to put down there. And who knows if that's going to hold, because they've gone through this song and dance before. We're going to replace it. They've probably done it three or four times this season. Did you see after they did it a couple of times what happened to that kicker from Baltimore? Yeah, I mean, he basically sunk into the ground trying to plant his foot on a field goal at them.
You know what, Charlie? I'm chuckling because you know what? I wish Levi Stadium would just implode on itself.
The thing is, Taco Man, that they awarded this stadium the game long before they knew about any of these problems, obviously. But when you have a field that is so bad 2 years in a row that the coach has to pull the team off, during a practice session and go to the other practice field outside the stadium, you're talking about a place where, the footing is not sure. All right. And again, I don't think it's necessarily the sod. I think it is what they've got underneath, which is, the sort of the sand gravel combination.
The bay. Here's what's up. What they need to do is they need to put an artificial turf surface in there. Why didn't the 49ers go and try to sign Mike Shula instead of Chip Kelly? Real quick, tell me.
They couldn't sign Mike Shula. He's still playing. He's still involved.
Yeah, but they could have said, sort of hung out for a while. I mean, I think Mike Shula is a much better candidate to coach the 49ers than Chip Kelly is.
I thought Mike Shula should have been hired by the Dolphins.
Well, but after the Dolphins passed on him, they were dummies and passed on him the nostalgia and all that kind of good stuff. But straight up, 49ers had their shot, man. Is he not a yes man? Is that it?
No, that's not the case at all. I think that the way that this process unfolds, I think it's kind of biased against these coaches who stay in it longer. I mean, the Super Bowl coaches, everybody's got their coach by now. I mean, you don't want to be waiting this long.
Interesting. Charles Day of PlaysByJ.com. All the plays on the Super Bowl will be up tomorrow morning, or they're up now?
No, not up yet, but I guess you kind of got my play anyway, if you listen to this. So, I'm going under 45, which I guess would mean that I'd be going under 44 as well in the game. And I'll tell you what, it wouldn't really surprise me if Denver had this one really tight, because they're pretty good at playing the tight games. I mean, I'm a believer in their defense. They've taken a lot of Super Bowl quarterbacks this season and kind of, did the job against them. They've beaten a lot of playoff teams. Let's not forget that. Denver's gone in there, and they have beaten.
Charlie, I'm running up on a hard break. PlaysByJ.com is the website. All those plays will be on up in the morning. PlaysByJ.com. The genius Charles J. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
The great Charles J. on Sports Byline. More to come right here on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. Really? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
Gorgeous, sexy, smooth, and talented. Girl visiting for Super Bowl. Willing to spend some time with you for a ticket. Interesting. Downtown Civic Center, Van Ness, courtesy of Craigslist, the San Francisco version. Casual Encounters. Hour number two upcoming, of course, Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young. And Dom, both guys are going to tell me something that I don't know in hour number two. But what's on your plate in hour number two, Dominic?
The stars descended upon Roracle in Oakland tonight as the Golden State Warriors took down the Thunder and extended their home winning streak to 41 games.
Straight up, Zach, give it to me in 10 seconds.
Okay, 200 yards passing for both quarterbacks, one touchdown, two interceptions for Newton, one touchdown, one interception for Peyton.
I don't know where that came from. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Super Bowl servers for cool dudes with tickets. That's a female, Palo Alto. She's 38 years old. I'm looking at her picture here. Not so bad. Craigslist.com. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I am Johnny Taco. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars will continue for hour number two right after the break. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.